So, the gardening and hysterical spoken word. Well, I decided I have to improvise. I have a wee vibe, so I'll use that to there we go. Walking around with this. So now I'm going to try doing a bit of gardening. And oh, I should not have put it on the top setting. That's the trouble with not having somebody around to do the settings for you. Oh, right. Oh. Gardening outside. At least it's Friday morning and all the neighbours are at work. Ah, dear, follow me then. I haven't got much choice. From the privacy of my bedroom. Down the stairs. Oh, I'm not even going to make it outside at this rate. Going downstairs, I didn't realise created more friction than I thought. Just a minute. Oh. I'm going to put my jacket on because it's not that warm. Where's the back door key? Oh, the... I think the neighbours are having some work done, so you probably hear some building stuff outside into my back garden. Away from the house. Luckily I've got a long garden. Oh, oh, this thing. Oh. Right. A bit of tidying up. Daffodils need deheading. Quite dexterous. And a bit more sweeping just there. Oh my god. Take a stride when you're wearing this kind of thing and you move to the side slightly or sidestep. It's yes. Oh. Now I'm gonna have to have a bonfire again soon. I've got a lot of stuff that needs burning. Out their window wondering what I'm doing. I mean, I am sweeping, but I'm also talking to my phone and pulling faces that you can't see. Yes, right. Okay, here's the next part of the garden. I panic. I'm going to have to kneel down to pull out a few weights. Oh my goodness. Oh. It all depends how you kneel. Apparently, my clematis needs trimming. That's not a euphemism, by the way. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Don't breach too far, Elaine. Don't. I mean, Rose. Oh, the church bell's going off now. It's not the only bell that's going to go off. Ooh. Oh my god, the weeds every bloody way. I don't think I'm going to be able to do much. There's a few daffodils need deadheading. I just pull the tops off. Some people used to tie up the daffodils, but it looks terrible. Oh. Oh. Got loads of speed well everywhere. That's a weed, by the way. If you don't get it out before it flowers, the seeds ping everywhere. Oh. All right, oh dear. Stood up a bit quick and now it's moved. Good job I've got big knickers on. A thong would not do at a time like this. Oh, oh dear. Right, it's okay again. But I'm sure Percy's right. Trouble. If you don't know who Percy Thrower is, don't worry. English gardener, here. Although, I mean, you know, who knows what people got up to with their dibbers and things. I mean, missed a bit there. It's when you do long strides, you know, when your legs are sure if some of this breathlessness is just from being bent over and trying not to tread on me. Forget me nots. Oh, I think I've just snapped the top off a wallflower by mistake. Oh, nearly fell over then. God, it's hard to concentrate. What you're doing, stepping on and things. Flipping egg. Right, ooh. I'm gonna have to. Okay. And then I'm gonna have to. Go back inside for a minute. Oh, God. Oh, just quickly brush it out from there. Right, back in the house. Move the wheelbarrow. Oh, tyre's flat. I'm going to have to pump that up. Oh, not doing any pumping right at the moment. Shut the patio doors quick in case I make a funny noise. Oh, that's flipping it. Lock the door. Don't forget to lock the door.
burglars getting in and finding me in a compromising. Oh, I've got to push it back a bit. It's come out and I could not. I couldn't really make a place in the garden. Oh, dear me. It won't go back in. Oh, God. I've gone really tight. Okay. Off. Oh, my panic. Okay, so next part is on the tags. Reduce, reuse and recycle. Well, flipping heck. I did put some of those weeds just now quickly on the compost heap. Does that count? Definitely done lady sounds. Oh, pizza. How the heck am I going to fit pizza into this? I can wash my hands and prepare a pizza. I think I'll do that. Oh, when you stand back up from the settee, if you don't stand up a certain way, that's... Oh, pushed it out now. Oh, I'll have to put it back in. Open it. Right. Let me get wash my hands. I'm in the kitchen. Wash your hands. Who would want a pizza with prepared with hands that were previously, you know, previous? Oh, flipping heck! It's popping back out every minute. Oh, I'm gonna have to wash my hands again now. Let me just get back in there. Oh, get back. It won't go. Gonna have to get somebody to give me a hand with this one of these days. A nice naughty boy. And does as he's told. I know you're out there somewhere. Right, okay. Wash my hands again. Oven tray. It's a nice clean one there. Turn the oven on. So another episode of Cooking with Rosie. Some tomatoes. Onion. I've already got a pizza base, which I'll just make out of leftover bread, because I'm quite frugal. Frugal, reusing, recycling. Yeah, that all comes under that. And if you put olive oil on the bread, it crispens up nicely. All the onions make my eyes water. Remind me not to use any peppers, because if you touch anything after peppers, you'll know about it. Right, sprinkle those on. A tomato puree from the fridge. I've got a bit of pesto on as well as this. Here we are. And I've got some smoked garlic somewhere. Only a little bit left. I'm going to save that because I'm going to do a risotto for later tonight. And herbs. Where's my herbs? Sprinkle of this and a sprinkle of that. I like a bit of tarragon as well as a bit of oregano. It's just the kind of girl I am. After a little while, so it doesn't burn. There, that's gone in the oven, and I'm going to get 5 minutes. Oh my god. Oh god, my phone's going to go. Pause you for a minute while I answer the phone. Oh no, I'll leave it to the answer message. Oh no, upstairs, back upstairs, quick. It can't be that important. Back upstairs. Deep in it. When you go upstairs, I mean, that would be a good way of encouraging you to be fit. Running up and downstairs. For different sensation. Do you know the sort of thing? I mean, now going back to when it's warmer weather. Rushed it a bit today. Don't know why. No idea why. Now then, a bit more. I've got to lay down. That's better. I'm not touching. I'm just still letting the wee vibe thing do its work. So a bit of hysterical spoken word. Right, so I was having to think about this. Because what kind of words do you speak when you're asked? Well, I thought about words that I like. I do like spoken words. Because when you read a word, it evokes an image or an action or something in your imagination. But when you speak a word, the way your mouth forms around it, I want you to repeat some of these words with me. And see if you can be a good boy, or maybe a good girl. And if you're here, hold the vibe.
vibe in where it's supposed to be for me. I might even let you have that remote. Oh, yeah. Oh, these things. It comes out every 5 minutes. Oh, dear. Yeah, that's better. I've just got to make sure it's properly between my lips because it seemed to. Yeah. That's better. That's better. Yeah, well done. You've got it right in good place. Yeah, so back to these. Words. I was thinking about the word succulent. Surely whoever invented it first or spoke it first knew how it feels in your mouth to suck. And a peach or a juicy citrus. But I was thinking about succulent nipples. Yeah, say that with me. Succulent nipples. I mean, that really gets the tongue rolling round your mouth, doesn't it? Oh. Licking, lip sucking, lip smacking, lip. And there's loads of words like that that feel good to say and are quite humorous. Like flippity-gibbet. Effervescent. Could you say it with me? Effervescent kiss. Have you ever had an effervescent kiss? I did a long, long time ago, but when the bubbles seem to pop in your tummy. It's like butterflies and knots. And a new word I learned the other day is pobble bonk. It just makes me laugh to say it. Pobble bonk. It's Australian, apparently. Apparently it's some kind of, it refers to a small frog, or a reptile of some description, I don't know. I might be got mixed up between frog and something else, but anyway, pobble bonk. It's probably because it's got the word bonk in it. Pobble, pobble and pebble. Nincompoopery. That's another good one. Chakalaka. Apparently that's a bird in Texas. But I thought it was in a song. Chakalaka. Or was that Shaka Khan? Oh, I don't know. Bee bopa loopa ba bing bang bong. Tootie fruity. My beauty. Oh, that's it. Oh, this is feeling so warm right now. I'm really going to have to take my clothes off. Yeah, bebop. That's a nice one. It's a nice mouth sound. Like, soliloquy. I like that. Soliloquy. Can you imagine my mouth saying it? Getting very close now. Serpentine. Serpentine spine on a man who's yes. F word. F words are good. And not that sort of F word. Although, fuck is probably an onomatopoeia word. I mean, you know, like the sound of a quick
thrust if you're on the receiving end. I mean, you know, as the air is pushed out of your lungs, like, fuck! Fuck! Oh, yeah, that sort of thing, yeah. But I'm on about words that begin with F that are nice sounds. Flamenco. Fandango. Makes me giggle as well, doesn't it? Or flamingo. Frittata. Fornication. Oh, it's my mind wandering. Oh, well, it's these circumstances. I wonder if you can fornicate with a frittata. There is this big thing about food and sex, isn't there? A type of hunger, a type of sensations, smells and appetites and tastes. Flippity gibbet. Oh, that's another good word. Have you ever asked or been asked? Yeah. Will you flip it, my gibbets? My good man, come here and flip it, my gibbets. See if he looks confused. Or just giggles. Oh, discombobulating. This whole experience is quite discombobulating. Bob is a good word. Bob makes your cheeks inflate a bit as your mouth has to make that O. I wonder if there are any Roberts or Bobs, you know, that like to hear their name. Bob. Notice how a woman's mouth is when she says, come here, Bob. Show me what you got. Would they dilly-dally? Would they be dilly-dallying? Dilly, dilly, dilly-dallying. Dalliances. Do you think there's such a thing as a Ned Flanders disease? You know, a disorder of the... nonsense words like that. I like them. Oh, they're designed to add humour, like salt and pepper to a conversation. Little punctuation. Punctuation is a nice word. It reminds me of punctilious. Oh, can't really remember the meaning of that right now. Oh, yeah. Oh. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Oh, one of the other tags I'm supposed to be doing is superpowers. I think if I do have any superpowers at all, just from imagining someone's here. I usually have someone in mind. You know, they're not just a disembodied person. An imagined person. This personality in a face that I imagine. Oh. I mean, I get them to do all sorts of things they'd probably never agree to do. But it's my imagination, so we can... And I think I would like to imagine tying them up in the shibari knots. Tying things together around them. Force feeding them pizza. I do have a fantasy about impreg, actually, you know, impregnation. It's just the thought of being completely mated with. Okay, the clothes are going to have to come off. You want to be pregnant, if you understand. I think I've done my share of that. It's the thought of bare naked sex. I mean, bare naked as in no protection. No. It's a naughty, naughty thought. Especially if he didn't have any choice. Tied up as he is. Just letting one hand of his fingers free and holding myself against those fingers. To see how wet, having him at my mercy, makes me. His cock completely free. Maybe just a small, delicately tied knot underneath his. Perineum there, making his balls just feel a little bit constricted. But you know me, I'm not harsh. I'll be gentle. I suppose if he's hanging there, it would almost be like one of those sex swings. His legs, maybe his ankles tied together, but his knees wide apart. And that big erection of his just pointing at me. And you'd have to watch as I got closer. And then made him swing in the rope. I know it's usually the other way around, the girl is swinging and the guy's positioned. Well, that's the only... I mean, I did try and watch sex swing. A bit of porno once. It's quite an intriguing idea that the cock might go fully in and then fully out while she swings back again. I mean, I should have thought the impact would be quite uncomfortable for the fella, you know, the chap. I was going to say chap. Yeah. The impact. I mean,
lined up perfectly, like some kind of alignment, planetary alignment. Let's see. I don't know. I'm gonna have to just manoeuvre this a little bit because it just. Oh, that's better. That's better. I'm just gonna tease myself a bit more. Just a bit more. And I would tease the end of the guy's cock as he lay there in midair, a thing of beauty. Ropes, red ones that trace a nice little outline of his chest, 6 cords coming down, knotted in a net across his abs, and that swirl of hair a man has exposed. I might tease using the end of the rope and drag it around along the shaft. I might allow it to linger right on the tip to see if I can draw out glistening globe of shining pre-cum. Erection's just in mid-air. Maybe those succulent nipples I was talking about earlier are his tiny nipples. Or if it was a woman I'd tied up. Be a whole different kind of swinging then. I'd have to wear a strap on. And line it up for her. But I think a man might enjoy just giving up just for once. Just for once giving up control. Just out of curiosity to see exactly what I would do. Exactly what I could do. Exactly what I want. What do I want? What do I want? I want a lot. Oh, I do. Oh, yes. I've got to feel penetrating. I'm going to stand there before him, maybe on some kind of rest so I can lift my legs up. So as he swings towards me and we meet in some kind of collision. And he knows, he can watch almost like slow motion as he feels his body swing like a pendulum. The weight of his heavy cock pushing towards me, completely unable to stop the motion, to stop where you're headed, To see, it's gonna slide in. Yeah. And every time you slide in, coated in my juice. Oh. And then you cool just for a second as you swing back. And then plunge in. Oh, but this time my legs hold all the ropes, all the momentum, all that cock inside me. Looking in your eyes. Feet wrap around the rope. Just know. Muscles, internal muscles, do the rest, teased and teased for hours, as you were strapped in each rope, and now you're surrounded by my hot pussy, squeezing you. You've got no choice now. You already consented to being roped and tied at my mercy. You already consented. And now, your cock, if you weren't turned on, it would not be this hard, would it? Would it? No, it wouldn't. Come on then. Come on then. Come inside me. Make me pregnant. Can't you feel how tight I am? Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come. Come. Come on, come for me. Come. Come for me. Deep in there. Deep. Oh, yeah. so, so well. Mm. You were such a good little slave, laying there all wrapped up. Yeah, I know I haven't turned it off. It's because I'm so naughty. You deserve some kisses. Lots and lots of body kisses. And you're suspended still so I can get all around you. Your arms. Your shoulder here. Your back. Could even lick and make it cold. And look at your lovely, wet, used cock. I think you liked being used, didn't you? You liked being used. Oh, dear, oh dear, it's much too sensitive now. Much too sensitive now. More kisses. More kisses for a good boy. No, or a good girl. You feel thoroughly used. I know there's a couple of friends of mine who have been feeling really fed up and down and actually quite poorly. So I hope this made you smile and feel better. Spending a little time with Rosie and her tag challenge. You're lovely. Bye. Bye-bye.